Yeah, it was a hotly contested race to represent the people of Ward 2 in the city of St. John's. Sean Skinner, a former political cabinet minister, won the race against his seven other opponents, and he joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Skinner.
Hi, good morning, Jerry Lynn.
So your thoughts on the big win?
Great to be back. Really looking forward to it. I wanted to get back on council, and I felt I had a lot to offer. So I appreciate the fact that the voters have given me a vote of support. And now my job is to make sure that they get what they voted for, which is somebody who's going to work on their behalf.
Yeah. And why did you decide now to make your return to politics?
Well, as you and others would probably know, my first foray into politics was municipally back 27 years ago, and I really enjoyed it. And I felt that if I did ever return to politics, it would be at the municipal level because it's certainly front line. And an opportunity presented itself with the resignation of former Councillor Jameson. And so I decided to take a shot at it, and I'm really happy and humbled by the support that I got from the voters.
And congratulations on the win. What are your main priorities as you enter this new role?
Well, there are three main areas that I'm looking at. One is the economy, and the economy includes, for me, no tax increases to the citizens or the businesses while trying to maintain good service delivery. It includes a general theme of transportation issues, which relates to public transit, accessibility, snow clearing, those kinds of things. And the third issue is housing, safe and affordable housing for people who need it, and peaceful enjoyment of neighborhoods. For livers in the city. Everybody should be able to enjoy their neighborhoods. So I just want to make sure that those things are always top of mind. They're broad, they're general, but there are things that I think are important to all the constituents. Obviously, then you get into very neighborhood-focused things that you need to work on. But generally speaking, it's about quality of life and an affordable and accessible city.
And Mr. Skinner, speaking of things that must be worked on, what do you see as the biggest challenges?
I think the biggest challenge facing the city right now is going to be the budget and being able to balance the provision of services that people expect with the revenues that the city is going to be able to bring in, given the state of the economy, given the pandemic, given the effect of Snowmageddon and so on. We're in a bit of a tumultuous time, but we'll work on that, and I'm sure we'll see it through till the end, and at the end of the day, we'll bring down a balanced budget as we are required to, and it will provide the services that the people of the city need as well.
And Mr. Skinner, I can't let you go without asking, when you were the provincial cabinet minister, Muskrat Falls was in the final stages of being solidified for this province. Did you experience any blowback on the campaign trail because of your involvement with signing the deal for Muskrat Falls?
No, there was no blowback on it. I think, most people recognize that it appears that the execution of the construction of Muskrat Falls was the challenge, not the project itself. The inquiry, I think, showed that there were issues with the management of how that project proceeded. And so we as a government weren't necessarily involved with that in my time. And, I was there when it was sanctioned. I wasn't there when it was being constructed per se. So, I think people understood that. And I still believe, by the way, at the end of the day, that we're going to see benefit from Muskrat Falls. It's just going to take some time. It was built as a 50-70 year project, and it'll take some time before we see the results. But people will look back on this favorably, I do believe.
And Mr. Skinner, not a great voter turnout. What's your reaction to this?
I was a bit surprised by that. I think it was around 35%. I haven't got the final numbers yet. I expected more. There were eight very good candidates, and I want to put a shout out to the other seven candidates. I felt that it was a very respectful campaign. They worked very hard from what I could see. I met some of them doing campaigning, and so I thought we would get more people to the polls. But I think it speaks well to our democracy that we had eight people offer. I think we need to work on the voter turnout, though. More people should be engaged in the process.
I completely agree. Sean Skinner, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the VOCM Morning Show on the heels of your big win.
All right. Thank you, Jerry Lynn. Appreciate it. All the best.
There you go. That is Sean Skinner. He is the newly minted Ward 2 councillor in the city of St. John's.